Chapter 25. LP gave Atman a call and asked him if they could meet up, ideally at the school. Atman was already there, so it was just a matter of time for LP to get to the office and demonstrate the differences that he had picked up in the recording. When he arrived, he was out of breath, partly from running to the studio, but also from the anxiety. "It was really weird," he told Atman, still panting. "And, as much as I pretend to be a music snob and know it all, I'm a total fraud when it comes to this stuff. You're the expert."
"Tell me what's going on," Atman said, trying to get to the point.
"I'll show you. I brought a small pile of my vinyl. I want to compare the analog versions of a couple of tunes on the records to the digital versions that are being streamed."
"All right. Something's got you all twisted up," said Atman, laughing good-naturedly.
LP was always somewhat anal about doing things right, but he'd never been whipped up to a point beyond being able to breathe properly.
"But does it really matter?"
"Yup," LP said, and went over to the turntable. Together they listened to a few examples. Atman didn't immediately notice what LP was getting at, but as the third song ended, he pricked up his ears. "There's definitely something strange going on," he said, turning to LP. "But you seem to think it's big, don't you?"
"I just don't know," LP answered uncertainly. "But here's the thing. These and other tunes have flooded Smatter and other social media platforms, along with the news, and have even been streaming via satellite radio services. I did a quick check to see what was happening. I did a few searches online and checked in with a bunch of online chat groups about recording and production, but most people didn't seem to have a clue about any inconsistencies with analog and digital recordings." He continued, "That said, of the very few people that noticed anything were shouted down by those whose only purpose in life is to say no any time you say yes."
"I can definitely hear the glitches," Atman said, taking off his glasses to rub his eyes. "But I honestly don't comprehend why you would say there's something bigger going on. I know from experience that there could be 1,000 different reasons for this anomaly."
"Like what?"
"Oh God, like compression rates to suit streaming services or quality reduction to minimize the file size, or just someone having a shit day when they uploaded the song to the service. We live in a digital world, LP and data of any kind, including a song saved in MP3 or WAV file format, is prone to corruption and manipulation." LP's thoughts hung on the last two words, corruption and manipulation.
"Do you think someone is using the files to send messages of some kind?" he asked quietly.
"Anything's possible, LP, but to be honest, this starts to get a little out of my realm. I'm the expert with getting stuff down. You need to talk to an expert with interpreting the files," Atman stated.
"Great, no worries. Who do I talk to?"
"Let me check my contacts file. I might be able to find someone who can help you peel the layers of the onion, as they say," Atman offered. LP hated that analogy because things had a tendency to get more smelly as you physically peeled an onion, but he was happy to get any help he could.
"Great. Thank you. Let me know who you find."